Okay, good morning. So we're up to here to Perek Yud Gimel. So these Mishnayos are a little bit shorter than others, so we're going to try to do a few of them, a few more each day. So continuing with the understanding of all the different malachas that we have, so we begin this Perek off with the malacha of sewing things together and weaving things like that. So let's just jump right in. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'orik shlosha chutin batchila. Let's say a person weaves together the first three threads, kind of at the start of the weaving of a new piece of cloth. In other words, so you can think of a whole cloth. So those first three threads of that cloth. Ve'achad al ha'arig. Or let's say a person adds on a single thread to a cloth that is already kind of like partially woven. Chayav, in both these cases, whether he did the first three threads of a cloth or he added one on an already existing cloth or on a partially made cloth, in all these cases, he is chayav. Whether a person is kind of at the beginning process of their weaving of a cloth or at the end of the weaving of the cloth, where they're adding on stuff, meaning he's working on a cloth that's already kind of partially woven. So in either of these situations, the minimum amount is two threads. If you do two threads, then you are liable in that situation. Okay, Mishnah Beis Ha'oseh Shnei Batei Nirin Banirin. So we spoke about the Malach of Oseh Shnei Batei Nirin, which is kind of a hard to picture, but we'll just explain it as best we can. So if a person does the malacha of what's called setting two heddles on a weaver's loom, meaning they draw the threads through two heddles and through the comb. So if you can imagine, there, when you weave an entire garment, there is the perpendicular, meaning going one direction. There are two threads that are laid out on this big, I think it's called on this big heddle, I think is what it's called. And on this big object, so you have these strings, you know, lots of them, running perpendicular from one another. So if I do the malacha of setting up two heddles on this weaver's loom, meaning I put two I put the threads through two heddle eyes in the comb, which are part of this whole structure over here, bakiros banafa bakivara uvasal, or so if I put those two threads into the two eyes and through the comb, or if I do the malacha not using a loom, right? Meaning I'm in the process of making some sort of a wicker curtain, or making either a fine sieve or a coarse sieve or a basket. In all these situations, chayav, a person is liable if they do this. Ve'hatofer shtei tefiros, or now going into the malacha of sewing and tearing. So if I sew two stitches in a garment, which means, again, once in and once out with the needle and thread, or I tear enough of a garment in order to sew two stitches in it, in both of these situations, I'd be liable for the malacha. So now, if you remember, I believe we said this exact same idea earlier on when we had originally listed all of the malachos, but the reason why this was brought up is seemingly to introduce the next Mishnah. So, Mishnah Gimel, HaKorea B'chamaso V'al Meso. Let's say a person tears a garment, either because they're so angry, or it's because they're mourning, it's over a person they lost that had just died, or that had died, B'cholam HaKalkalin, or anyone really, says the Mishnah, who acts in a destructive manner, meaning he does this malacha without any sort of constructive purpose. Peturin, these people are exempt from doing, they have not really done anything wrong, on at least on a D'oraisa level, seemingly still on a D'rabbanan level, but on a D'oraisa level, they are totally okay and everything is fine. But then the Mishnah goes further, but let's say a person destroys for a constructive purpose, you destroy to make something, its minimum amount is the same as the minimum amount for making the repair. So in other words, in order to be liable for the destructive act, the amount that you destroy has to be large enough that one who wants to kind of repair this on Shabbos would be liable for the repair. So if you fix the, if you tear a garment to enough to sew it two stitches, then you, in other words, you kind of make a small hole bigger so you can tear the sew the two stitches, then you'd be liable for that destructive act because it's destructive, but there's a constructive purpose to it. Then finally for today, we'll end with Mishnah Dalid. Shior hamalabin v'hamenapitz v'hatzoveya v'hatova kimlo rochav hasit kaful. So says the Mishnah, the measurement of the malachos of washing and disentangling and dyeing and spinning is double the full width of a sit. So a sit is the measurement, think of a thread. So the sit is a measurement between the imagine kind of like your index finger and the, I think it's called the pointer finger, on your hand, or the distance between the two of them, if your hand was spread out, if the fingers were spread out from one another. So the if you were washing an amount of wool that was enough to make a thread that large, twice the amount of a sit, then in that situation you would be liable. But if you were doing any of these malachos for a piece of wool that is not enough to make this, then seemingly you would not be liable. That would be the minimum measurement, at least on a de'oraisa level. The orig shnei chutin shiro k'malo hasit, and says in the Mishnah, to conclude Mishnah Dalet, the measurement for the malacha of weaving two threads is the full width of a sit. So in other words, you're not liable for weaving two threads unless one passes the, remember, the two types of thread. If you pass the weft thread, which is one of the directions, twice through at least one sit of the warp. So again, just to explain, v'horeik shnei chutin shiro k'malo hasit means that if you weave two threads to essentially make the full width of a sit thread, if you make that full thread, if you make that full amount, then you would be liable. But if you do not do that, then you would not be liable. On a d'oraisa level, again, midraban, you seemingly probably still would be liable. Okay, we'll stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Hay.